To the next presenter here, effectiveness of wheat rust programming in Kansas in 2010, presenter Brian Olson.
That's K-State guy.
Alrighty. Well, we have been challenged, just like probably many of you other people in Extension, to put together an impact of what we do out there. Here we had a situation, and again, collaborators are Eric DeWolf, who's the state pathologist, and Jim Scheuer, state weed specialist. We all know that striped rust can cause significant yield loss. Right? And obviously, when we're looking through it, we've got to have a susceptible pathogen, or a susceptible variety, we've got to have the pathogen, and we've got to have the weather that will allow it to develop. Well, in 2010, thanks to our colleagues down around College Station, we realized, we do appreciate, of course, we do get the rush from you all the time, though. We realized that we had a problem on our hands. Resistance that was in Jagger had broken, and so now all those varieties that had Jagger in their background, all the wheat varieties, were now highly susceptible to varying degrees, but some very susceptible to striped rust. And so this was definitely an evolving situation. Okay, this was, you know, guys put their wheat in the ground, they thought they had resistance, and suddenly we don't have resistance because the striped rust has changed. Okay, so we knew that we were going to have a problem, potentially, if we had the weather that was going to allow it to increase. And sure enough, it was great grain-filling weather, but it was also great weather for rust. So seeing this, and with the challenge from administration to show impact, we came up with the idea that, okay, we know we're going to have a problem. It's going to be very obvious. We're going to try to put together a program, and we're going to try to evaluate the impact of our program, because we can see this, we can see it coming, and so let's put together educational programs. We had a webinar, which was very interesting, getting big retailers on into a webinar setting. We provided them the latest information, but again, this is all kind of evolving. We're learning more, it seemed like every week, about what varieties were and were not, how susceptible they were and were not susceptible. And then we also did a field day out in northwest Kansas. We worked with our county agents. We got the word out. So that kind of gives you a background of what we did. And obviously at the webinar and at the field day, we talked about fungicide application, stage of growth, all that good stuff that you would need to know to be able to go out and treat your field. So this is strictly an evaluation of what we did, okay? So we surveyed the farmers and consultants that attended either the wheat rust webinar or the Save the Flag Leaf Field Day. We put a little catchy title on that. A webinar, 131 farmers or consultants, and that was more dominated with consultants on the webinar. And then 61 farmers or consultants at the field day, okay? And then the surveys were sent out after harvest. The survey answers are not what they think will happen, but what actually happened. And that is really the key to what our administration is wanting to see. It's not what they think is going to happen, but what they actually saw. Did I actually gain yield back? And so we had a lot of guys out there that were spraying fungicides for the first time, and many of them left a little bit of a check because they, just wanted to check to make sure K-State was giving them good information, right? So we have a lot of farmers seeing if the fungicide was providing that benefit, okay? And so what program did they attend? Again, webinar, field day are both. This is the people that answered the survey. 70% completed questions evaluating quality of programming, and 54% completed economic survey questions. Because as we all know, typically farmers don't really want to tell you as much of the economics part as they will about the quality of the program that you're giving. But it was it provided some good information. And by far, what we noticed is that if sending the survey through the email, we got a lot higher response back than sending it out through the mail. And we sent it out through the mail 3 times to them. But in the email, we had it on a reoccurring system where it sent it out to them every 5 days. And so they really got the idea that we wanted their response back. And it wasn't like, quit sending me this email. They didn't put that in there. So we did get a much higher percentage, about 60%, if I recall, on the surveys that were sent out through email, and about 25 to 30% through the mail. So considerably higher with the online evaluation. So quality of programming, Jim did a good job, Eric did a good job of presenting the information, and so we had discussion of emerging strike rust stress. There's no value to great value, so a lot of purple and pink on there. So, you know, we did a good job in evaluating it, discussing the problem, discussing how to identify it, discussing the wheat varieties. And again, that was becoming very interesting because there were certain varieties like Hicks that turned out to be highly susceptible to stripe rust. There was others that, like Fuller, that there was a little bit of tolerance to the stripe rust, even though they were out of the same, even though they had Jagger in their background. Then we had discussion addressing the potential of fungicide use to reduce the risk of yield loss. And so again, you can see that we're providing them some really good information according to the producers there. So quality of programming survey results, did the information provided in these programs allow you to make more informed decisions about whether or not to apply a fungicide to your wheat? And you can tell here that we do have some guys that they didn't think that we did a very good job for them, but mostly, about 97%, we provided the information that they'd be able to make a more informed decision about that fungicide application. And again, the fungicide applications are going to be $10 to $15 at that time. A lot more of the Folicure, the generic Folicure, has moved in, so now that drops it down to $4. But at that time, we didn't have quite the wheat prices, were not quite as high, and the fungicide applications were more. So it was an investment for these farmers to make. And again, most of them were not familiar, or just were not as familiar with spraying a fungicide on their wheat. So they were somewhat hesitant. So then we come to the economic survey results. And again, this is where I've heard some people say they don't like these results or not, but I guess to me, this is, if we want to show value for extension, this may be imperfect, but it is a way to give some idea of what we are doing out there. So what is the value of dollars per acre to you or your client with whom you consulted of the information presented at these educational programs? You can tell here that obviously nobody has a dark yellow out there at negative 50, so we didn't cost anybody a bunch of money. Okay, most of it, $50 at 7%, most of it was around the $20 at 51%, $5 at 23%, zero, basically they paid for the application cost. They felt like they didn't get any much value out of it. And then some did think that we actually cost them some money by recommending that they put the application cost on. There's also some people that would have sprayed but decided not to spray because they realized they had a resistant variety out there in their field. So we may have saved them money in the from spraying an application. So then we get the economic, or the other part of the equation that we need is how many acres, okay? So again, we had farmers to consultants. And so the consultants are going to be, you know, that 0 to 10,000 acre range. We got some larger farmers out there where 10,000 acres is a good sized operation, but not uncommon. And then we've got the consultants are going to be anywhere from 10,000 to 150,000 acres. This is kind of where we topped out on how many acres they're consulting for. So you can see here we've got a wide range of acreage that we covered depending on farmers or consultants. So impact, 1.5 million acres affected by the program, $19.8 million. And that's what the farmers told us. And that seems awfully high, but that's what the farmers told us they had, the consultants told us. And so, and then that value is just out of the survey results. And then if you break it down for farmer versus consultant, obviously the consultants are covering more acreage. The total projected value was close to $26.5 million.
You get a big bonus out of that?
I wish. I mean, we could have paid for the whole extension program out of that money. But, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of dollars, and again, you can find flaws with this type of these numbers, but again, these are actual results that farmers told us that they saw and benefit, or the consultants, and we covered a lot of acres with this program. And so then the breakdown, 53% completed economic survey, farmers, $1.6 million for the farmers, and then the consultants, obviously, again, those are the ones that covered the most acreage. Those are the guys that were out there that really got their local farmers to put out the fungicide application. And then just to give you an idea, this was a study that I did on station just to show you what kind of stripe rust problem we did have. We've got Jagger out there, the different fungicides, and we've got the untreated at 43 bushel. And so you can see here that we've got a considerable benefit to that application. So we have a significant fungicide or a stripe rust problem. And so those products did a very good job in helping us manage it. And so we're seeing a 35% increase in yield by putting the application on at the right time. So basically, and you guys have all heard this before, but as we have all heard many times, we need to do a better job in telling the value of extension to our clientele and the community, the possible non-users, because the possible non-users are going to be put more and more into those decision-making. Do we fund extension or not? And so obviously in this situation, it was kind of a crisis situation. We knew something was going to happen. If the environment was cool and wet, we knew we were going to have a problem with stripe rust because the Texas boys, Travis, yeah, right? The Texas boys gave us that stripe rust. So we knew this was going to happen. But in general programming, are there ways that we can summarize the value across multiple programs? And that is difficult. We are trying. We've launched another program across Kansas to try to summarize some various different residue management with soil fertility and weed control, trying to summarize the value of extension across the state. But again, the crisis situation is if you can just do a little forethought beforehand, you can get some really good numbers on the value of extension there. And so again, we need more than it's a nice program with good speakers, bushels per acre saved, dollar saved or gained. Again, not all programs will or should be evaluated. Guys don't want to come to extension program and be evaluated every single time. You know, that's the best way to get them not to come. But when you got something really good, it would be a really good time to evaluate. So, with that, take any questions.
We have time for a couple questions. You said you only had 53% survey results. Did you extrapolate that 19 million out across?
Well, that was the 26.5 million. That was the extrapolation. But that 19.8 was just out of what those farmers told us. So, and that comes out to be $13.30 an acre.
Would that number be about 40 million if you were assuming?
Well, but see, most of the consultants did answer it, but most of the farmers did not. So you got to account for the smaller acreage from the farmers. Anything else? All right. Thank you.